Hi guys, it's your host Matilda,
Hadiza,
and Imama,
and you're listening to the Amiibo Interludes. Everyone, welcome back to a new episode of the Afrocalypso podcast. This is an Amiibo interlude, our second one of the season. We're doing it, guys. We're actually making it through a season.
I'm actually screaming. Why does it sound like this is a lot of work for you?
I wouldn't lie to you. It is. It's so funny. Last time we recorded, I was going to edit the episode that night. I promise.
It's okay. Life happens.
Yeah, life happens, to be very honest. And like, it got really busy. So it's really nice though, because this week you guys are getting two episodes. So true. We made up for not dropping the episode. So
you're welcome, essentially.
You're welcome. Exactly. But yeah, apologies again. We are professionals, actually. But you know, things just happen. So we had to take an impromptu leave. Sick leave.
I guess.
Yeah, I was actually sick and Hadiza was, but I guess that kind of leads
us. Actually sick?
For a bit. Like, not sick, but like a cold.
Oh, okay.
I guess that is sick, though.
Me, yeah, I was sick. Though. I don't know.
Oh, Hadiza, you were? Ah, sorry. What happened?
It was a cold, but mine was full. It felt like...
Like, was it like...
Because hers was including like a weather? Fever.
Hey, so it's probably the flu, eh?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I honestly don't know. I haven't been...
I mean, weather is changing and that, so... You know, yeah. Those things, especially with this weather that has been giving us summer, but not really giving us summer. Maybe that's what's happening.
It's giving full summer, apparently, like globally. Wait, is it not hot where you are? Because it's literally 33 degrees
hot.
Today.
No. So it is hot, but it keeps raining a lot. That is not summer.
A lot?
Yeah, it literally
rained
yesterday, and then it rained like 2 or 3 days before that. Like, it's been raining a lot more frequently than I would expect for summer.
Okay.
Oh, like, I have to be carrying my umbrella with me, which is just not summer behavior.
That's interesting. I don't know about the rain, Sha. I haven't really experienced it. Like, I guess I haven't been out as much as maybe you have. But I know it's been hot.
I've been veering houses, so I've been out a lot.
Oh, how's that going?
It's going. It's going, oh, we thank the Lord. It's okay.
Have you started seeing reasonable prices?
No.
Oh.
So I think I've just kind of obviously stopped praying, believing. But I think I've also just come to a place where I'm almost like just like accepting the price. And now I'm trying to think of, so the place that I'm currently at is like, okay, so what can I do as a side hustle that is very, 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 very not stressful? Like a very, 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 very low
Toronto has impact. Gotten to you.
No. I mean very, very, very low impact side hustle that will give me an extra $500 a month. Like, I don't even need 1,000. I don't even need like a proper salary she gets. I just need an extra $500 a month and I'll be good. So I think that's like kind of like
maybe
where
you
I'm
should
at
call
currently.
On your helpers.
Maybe this episode,
maybe they'll listen and be like, you know, actually I think you deserve $500.
It's actually nerve when you think about it. 500 times 12, 6, they can do it. Just 6k in a year. You can do it. No, they can. Honestly, I believe in them, to be honest, because all I need is just an extra $500 a month, because like the budget that I'm seeing for apartments is just $500 over my budget. So just an extra $500, just a sprinkle. And I'll be good. Like, I don't want a proper side hustle. I don't, like, you know, you guys know me. I'm not a side hustle person. Like, I'm
that's
a very...
I've gotten to you because I'm, like, this is the first time I'm
that. And even the side hustle I want to get, I really want to get something that, like, I genuinely have fun doing. So, like, even if, like, maybe, I don't know, creating, like, itineraries for people's trips. Just, like, something I'm like, okay, this is fun. I actually enjoy this. And just get, like, extra, like, $500. I'll be good. But we'll see. I'm still thinking about that. But anyways, that's how it's going. But yeah, anyways, how was your week? How's your week? Yeah. How's your trip?
Oh, my trip was good. I went to Scotland and then London for a bit. It was fun. It was fun. It was really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It was nice to be away from home. The activities were so much that I was like, it's okay. When you're at home, you're going to miss being out. So mm-hmm. like just be out and enjoy it. Cause now like I've gotten so used to being in my house. I can't even say enough. Like sometimes I just want to sleep and then adjusting to like a different time zone and everything. But yeah, it was good. But the UK, you people, why don't you have ACs? Like why is it not wait, they generally don't have ACs? They do, but like not everywhere. My Airbnb was pretty like I would say it was in central. It was like a good apartment and mm-hmm. it didn't have an AC. Like a lot of their really nice apartments don't have ACs. And apparently my friend was telling me that, like my friend that lives there, she was saying she wanted to go to one of those like smaller towns outside London and stuff like that. And they filtered by hotels that had air conditioning. And there were only a few options. So like when I was there, my friend was like, oh, there's a heat wave or something. And I checked and it was like 25 degrees Celsius. And I was like, that's not hot. But when I got there, I understood why they call it a heat wave. Because their houses trap heat and then they don't have air conditioning.
Except all the bricks. Because like they make their houses. But I don't know. I guess I would think that bricks would keep the heat out. I don't know.
I don't know if it's brick. I don't know what they used to construct everything. The houses I was in was not like, it wasn't an old building. They were new buildings. They weren't old. The one I stayed in Scotland was...
The thing about air conditioning is if the government doesn't mandate it, at that point, the developers are like, do we put it or do we not put it in?
Oh yeah, Hadiza is a housing person. I forgot.
She's a housing person.
Not that, but she knows this thing.
Well, because I've legit been in a meeting with a couple of people talking about like housing, like development, mm-hmm. and they were like, I mean, we could put more air conditioning, but it would be expensive. So really, the second person, they wanted to put air conditioning in every room in the apartment, but they ended up putting it in one room. And they were like, if the other person wants air conditioning, they'll just open the door.
Screw.
That is what?
No, it's because like these things are expensive, right? So I feel like it's something that has to be written into like, okay, you need to, as per code, as per bylaw, you need to have like, or building code, you need to have.
It's not a thing in Canada, right? Like it's not mandated, right?
I think it, I don't know the laws exactly, but I think it is. It's not mandated.
Old apartment, not even that old, but like a lot of apartment buildings don't have ACs in Canada.
I think maybe for new developments, but not necessarily like, I mean, if it's an old house, right? But I think new development, you have to have, like you have to be able to meet the cooling demands of the home. I don't know what the laws are. I don't know if they even have laws on it, but I do think Canadians put it in because I feel like the government has an incentive for people putting
okay.
in ACs. Like
surely the UK government does not have it because it was hot. Like I was, you know, when I go to Nigeria and I get heat rashes, like I realize now that in heat, I react to like fake jewelry. I was getting that in London.
As expensive skin only.
No. I now understand. You know when like our mothers used to say, oh, I don't wear fake things because I react to them. God, I've reached the age.
You know what? I love that for you.
When my skin is asking for expensive jewelry and I don't have the money to match it.
I actually love that for you though. Like, that's so cool. Just be like, oh yeah, like you be like, oh, can I test your jewelry? Bring it. Like, oh yeah, no, sorry, it doesn't work for me. My skin reacts.
Like, sorry,
to it.
I only wear like real gold. Sorry.
That's so cool.
I don't see how it's cool, but like, yeah, when my money starts backing it, then it will be cool. Right?
Fair enough.
It's not funny.
Fair enough.
But yeah, that's been my week. Hadiza?
My week has been good. I'm trying to think of what happened. I mean, I was sick, so I was indoors, so nothing really happened. Yeah,
relaxation and healing.
Yeah. I started watching reality TV shows.
It's not like a retreat.
No, but that's literally what she was doing now: relaxation and healing.
You know, that's good, Sham.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was pretty much it. I mean, I got into reality shows a little bit more than I usually do.
Which ones?
I mean, Love Island.
Ooh. Ooh. Imala, have you watched today's episode?
Yes, live.
I will be like, Imama is the one that delayed this. She said she was taking care of the kids, but I was like, in the back of my head, I was like, Imama is watching
No. I watched Love Island live. Like, I typically, like, okay. Once I'm up to date, I watch it live. I was actually taking care of the kids.
No, today was spicy. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone if you guys haven't seen it, but I guess this is coming out tomorrow. So this is, was the Casa Amor, like, recoupling. Like, after Casa Amor, it was crazy. But yeah, it was a spicy episode. Let us know what you think if you watch Love Island.
Yeah, it really was spicy. Exciting.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved every bit of it. Inject it.
In terms of our topics for today, I think I've adopted the habit of starting with what the Nigerian government is doing and then getting to the better stuff at the end so that we can just address the headache.
You know what? It's actually giving news. Like, it's giving breaking news podcasts. Like,
do you know, it's actually nice because there's people in the diaspora, I swear, that don't follow Nigerian news. So if it's to hear it on Africa Lipso, they should know. I feel like these are the important things.
No, they are important. You are correct.
Okay. So have you guys heard about the 1,000 Naira vehicle proof of ownership thing that the government has?
I have not heard of this one.
Hadiza, same, I haven't heard of this one. I was talking about. Okay. Hadiza, Mama, the people I'm talking about.
I'm not sure it's to come for me. Like,
No. Because you have said that you don't follow Nigerian news again, that you have left Nigeria too. That's what I meant. It wasn't like I was coming for you.
But still come for me, though.
But yeah, I feel like at this moment, it feels like, I don't think it feels like, I think they have admitted to it. Like, the government is trying to create streams of revenue for themselves because they don't have enough streams of revenue.
But
like,
the people that are trying to create streams of revenue from don't have the streams of revenue don't have themselves, the money. So I don't grab.
So I was speaking to someone. Okay, so before I go into it, let me just state what it was. Like, the government has implemented a law that you have to renew your proof of vehicle ownership or something like that every year. So it's 1,000 Naira per vehicle per year. This didn't exist. And people don't think it makes sense because it's like, do you actually need to prove that you own a vehicle every single year? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, I think that part makes sense, but I just think it's the coming up with things like this right now that doesn't make sense.
Every year you have to pay an amount to prove that you own the vehicle?
It's like vehicle registration, right?
Every year?
We kind of do that in, we recently stopped in Ontario, but it's like it's paying for your plates.
There's other things that you pay for in Nigeria. It's not just...
As it relates to vehicle every year?
Yeah. Like, when what? When they say your particulars, when they stop you, what do they mean? It's not... I don't know. It's always proof of... There are other things
actually,
that
no, that's actually a great question. What is particulars? Because I don't know.
Me too. I actually never knew.
I don't know what particulars. My dad
bring out, like, a list of papers.
So, I mean, like, you know, let me actually Google it. Because I'm curious now. Because it's like... I'm wondering how often they renew their particulars. Because, so the reason why I think if particulars is not vehicle registration, then I think vehicle registration makes sense. I just think that the timing of these things is what is stupid and doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because they just removed the subsidy.
And, like, you know, a new government just came into power and all these things. It's like, I feel like they should allow people time to let the poor breathe.
Let the poor breathe.
Yeah, that's what I think. But, like, vehicle registration in general, like, I feel like in Canada now, every year you have to renew your license. You have to literally, you have to do vehicle registration every year.
You have to renew your license. See, Mama, no. Every year you have to renew your license?
Yes, you have to pay to renew your license every
year. Your, like, driver's license?
Yeah.
What? No?
Yes, you do. Your license every expires. There's a license fee. Yes, I'm literally about to pay my own. I'm so serious. You know what? Maybe it's not Ontario, but in Saskatchewan, you have to, like you literally have to pay for your license every year.
Hadiza, do you know about this? Because I've not been paying.
No, me, I've never heard of that.
So, like, okay, I don't know. Maybe it's if you have a car.
It might be associated with a vehicle.
But, yeah, I think maybe associated with a vehicle. I feel like... Maybe, but it's like, me, every year, that I've had my car, I've had to pay a license fee, and I also have to pay for vehicle registration as well. Like, I have to pay for vehicle registration
every year too. And that, and that's like when I was like when I was in Saskatchewan, and even when I was in Ontario, I've had to like, I mean, I think they actually just scrapped the Ontario one, which everybody was like shouting about when they scrapped it. But you had to essentially pay for your plates every year in Ontario.
Okay.
So that was the thing in Ontario. I know in Saskatchewan we had to pay. We had to pay for like, I literally just paid my own vehicle registration like yesterday, and I also have a license fee that is coming up that I have to pay for it as well. It's just $25. It's nothing stupid. And I think in a way it kind of goes to help the government collect funds, help ensure that it's your car, all those one thing. But I don't know what particulars are. And if people have to pay for particulars yearly and particulars are already that, then I would see why it doesn't make sense. But if particulars are something else, then I don't know anymore.
Yeah. I think it's really the timing, because I was actually speaking to someone in Nigeria as well, and they were like, it kind of makes sense too. And they were saying that technically, the people that can afford cars in Nigeria can afford 1,000 naira a year. And the people that have many cars are the people that are rich. So I think it's just the fact that it's coming back to back. And I was even reading another article recently that they were saying that the Federal Revenue Agency said that it's partnering with Traders Association to collect value-added tax from millions of informal traders.
Oh, I saw that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's just interesting that I think the strategy, at least for right now, that it seems that the government is taking is rather than like external revenue, it's like to tax higher
the people.
And I think it's just in close successions that it's like, yeah, people are like, like the country is already impoverished. Like,
Tinubu is like maximum pain.
And because we don't actually know what this government is going to be like, so there's no actual way to know that increased revenue is going to mean a good thing.
Have they showed us their budgets? Abi, their, what if they do the financial plan for the, like, for their term? Have they showed us that, or have they made it yet?
Is that a thing that they do at the beginning of their term? I'm not sure.
I feel like each new government typically shows like their financial plan. Honestly, like, I've seen it, Sha. I don't know what it's called. Oh my gosh, wait, side note. I just realized that I need to start calling things by their names. So I realized that there is, like, for instance, in this conversation, like, I swear that I've seen this budget thing that governments do when they come into office, but it never really clicked for me to, like, you know, learn what it was called. And even the driver's license stuff I was talking about, like, I know what it is. The driver's license payments.
In Canada.
Yeah, and even like at work, I realize that there are things that I'm like, I know, but then it's like, I'm just not really storing the names of what these things are. Like, I just like kind of know what they are and try to explain it based off of what they are, as opposed to being like, okay, this is what this is.
It's called.
And calling it by its name, which just makes you sound smarter.
Yeah, it makes you sound smarter when you know exactly what you're trying to describe.
Exactly. Yeah. But
I'm the same way, actually. I find it hard to remember the exact term, but I can describe it. I just don't know the exact term.
Do you think it's a Nigerian thing?
Yeah. I don't think so. Nigerian thing?
I don't know.
No, I've seen other Nigerians have it. So I don't think it's a Nigerian thing. Like, I've seen them be able to, like, call things.
Okay, I was going to say, if you've seen other Nigerians have it, doesn't that mean?
Have ability. The ability to,
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just in close succession. So I don't know. Yeah. I think in an ideal state, it might make sense, but it's just, it's Nigeria. And like, I don't know if the same things apply. And it's like, they were saying Nigeria has one of the lowest tax collection rates in the world at around 10.8% of GDP.
I mean, Nigerians do not be paying taxes.
Yeah, we don't. But my dad was saying that in Lagos, they've started really hammering down on taxes and stuff. So, I mean, we should be paying taxes, technically. It's just that I feel like a lot of people don't even feel like the government is doing enough for us to want to pay taxes to them. Because, like, I would understand paying taxes here. Like, there's healthcare, there's
even
roads.
Even the taxes here are starting to get ridiculously ridiculous. But
like,
sure.
I hear you, but still, though, you know that you are getting something.
At least it's going somewhere.
And in fact, even if you are not benefiting maximum, some people might be benefiting from the taxes you're paying. Like, there's programs and stuff like that. But in Nigeria, it's like, what can I really point to in particular? So, I don't know. Good luck to Nigeria.
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole thing of like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Because it's like, if I don't pay taxes, then the government will say, oh, they don't have money to fix the country. But if they don't fix the country, then Nigeria will say, oh, I can't pay taxes. So it's kind of like, yeah, I think the whole thing is,
it's a huge like conundrum, but I think I get where the people are coming from, to be honest. But
I also kind of get where the government, if in an ideal situation they were actually going to make changes, I also kind of get where they are coming from. They should just chill a little, like.
And you know what is the thing is, people who are suffering to some extent get, I think it's just the rate at which they are bringing the changes that they have a problem with. Like, I was just speaking to someone, and that's what they said, literally.
Yeah. Also, sorry, but I found the name of this stuff. Yes, it is the annual driver's license payment. It's a thing.
For drivers? I guess for people that have...
It says annual driver's license. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say driver payments. So I don't know if people's licenses are still valid. You guys should check if your license is valid.
My own is still... I still have to August, so I guess I'm still in the clear.
Okay. But, yeah. Crazy. I actually almost forgot. We got fan mail.
Oh my gosh. Yay. That's exciting.
Look at us. So lame.
Please. We're excited.
I know. I'm super excited. Yeah. So shout out to Joshua. He was reacting to stuff from our last Amiibo interlude. And then he had some comments. So I'm just going to read them.
Hey.
I know. Shout out to Joshua. It would be nice to hear more from you guys. So
okay, but where can they reach us? Like where they can where can they reach us at? Is it like you know, email, Instagram? I said let the people know.
They can reach us at AfricaLipsoPod on Twitter and Instagram. Just hop in our DMs. We usually reply. And then you can also go to our website. It's AfricaLipsoPodcast.com.
And I swear, I keep forgetting that we have a website, but that's another note.
You are the unserious one now. You can literally just go to AfricaLipsoPodcast.com and then go to contact or AfricaLipso.com/contact. And then you can even send an anonymous thing, just put in like a wrong name, a wrong email address. It doesn't even show us the email address, to be very honest, and just send us a message. So yeah, reach out to us. We really want to hear more from you guys, our community. Joshua does not have two heads. Let's go.
I'm actually screaming.
Okay, so first he was like, nice to have you all back. I just had the time to listen to... I know it's really nice. I know. We're happy to be back too. I just had time to listen to your latest episode and just wanted to add to the fuel subsidy thing. First, that thing is a scam and it had to go. It was benefiting the elite and adding to the high cost of governance, which is one of the reasons Nigeria is broke and Nigerians are seeing shege. So I guess it goes back to what you were saying, like which one came first, the chicken or the egg?
Okay, I need to learn proverbs. We're getting older.
That sounded wiser. I understand. Okay, so another reason why Nigeria is having Sakpa syndrome, and he said, in quotes, Sakpa is serious absence of purchasing ability. And we know these things now, Joshua.
Oh, I actually did not know that's what Sakpa meant.
Oh.
I just thought it was like a thing, like as well as Sakpa. I didn't know it actually had a meaning. Your ears are not in
the streets. I understand.
Please, are your own ears in the streets?
I knew this thing now. I knew it. So,
no, we thank God.
So another reason Nigeria is having Sakpa syndrome is the government's inability to generate revenue as a result of its bad policies. In brackets, you know how the country is. It gets as it be. So all these coupled with the global depression and Russia-Ukraine madness just makes the country one kind. One kind. Okay. The main issue now is that the government didn't put a good plan in place to cushion the effect. Previously, the government borrowed about $800 million palliatives to help with the subsidy. But at the moment, Nigerians don't know how it will be allocated. Really? Where did they borrow the money from? They borrowed money to help with palliatives. They did? Is that like... is that...
This is so funny because it's like a real-time reaction.
What do you guys think? He said we're waiting for Jagaban to show us what he's got. But I didn't know this.
He didn't know they borrowed money. I just knew Nigeria was in debt. I figured that they borrowed money to be in debt, but
I think he's saying they currently recently borrowed money again. Is that what he's saying?
I'm not sure. He didn't specify when.
The time frame.
Yeah, he just said previously the government borrowed $800 million palliatives to help with the subsidy. But at the moment, Nigerians don't know how it will be allocated. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know when. Joshua, tell us more. Actually, I'm very curious. or we can just Google it, but on, yeah, we'll get back on the next episode. We'll let you guys know what we find. But he was like, Tom, whatever happens, Sha, we will see, because the country is carrying its people to where they don't know.
Mm-hmm, that part.
Okay. Then he said, plus to add to that, 63% of Nigerians are multidimensionally poor, which is sick when you think about it. That means like it's just 37% of the citizens that are all right. Chai, this guy sounds pain. Like he really went into it.
I mean, why? 37% is actually quite tiny. Like, and he said multidimensionally poor.
So
like,
the 37 people could, 37% could be just poor.
They could be one dimension. It could be poor in one dimension. There are ones that are multiple dimensions of poverty.
That's crazy. Yeah, I know.
That's insane still.
Crazy. And then he was like, also, that wildfire stuff looks like climate change.
Wildfire.
Wildfire.
What did you say? There's wildfire happening.
Sorry.
Just the guess. What's funny? I thought it was only fire happening in Quebec. Is there something fire happening in Nigeria?
No, it's not Nigeria. No, is he talking about Canada?
The episode that we recorded. Yeah.
So it's funny because, sorry, I was talking to somebody in Nigeria about this wildfire thing, mm-hmm, and they were like, climate change over there.
Oh, climate change over there.
Like, do you remember that I don't know if you guys have watched that African American who was like, oh yeah, climate change do be affecting other people, but I'm black though, so it don't affect black people.
I'm actually screaming.
Have you guys seen that? No, I haven't seen that, but it's kind of the same thing with COVID now. Like, black people also thought that COVID doesn't affect black people. You know, you guys don't remember at the beginning of COVID.
Oh, no, I remember, but I feel like this one is different in that I don't think it's that, like, it doesn't affect us as in it doesn't affect us. I think it doesn't affect us as in we have other things to worry about. So, like, for instance, like, even with this, like, with Nigerians that say, oh, climate change, like, over there, it's kind of like this TikTok that I saw the other day where, like, this guy was like, it's only in countries where they don't have real things to worry about that they start making up things to worry about. Not making up things, but they start worrying about, like, you know, other things. Like, I guess in this case, climate change, even though climate change is a real thing, but whatever. But, like, he was like, because in that country that he was in, I think it was the UK or Paris or something, they were having, like, a march for, like, dogs that police had shot. Something like that. And he was just like, I was looking at Pigeon, he was like, it's only countries that clearly don't have anything to worry about, and you people are starting to march for dogs.
I actually understand a march for dogs, but a march for dogs that police shot specifically.
Yes. No, but see, that's the thing, though. To these people, they will... to some people, let us say, to these people, some people, they will swear that this is actually like a life-changing issue. I mean, honestly, like, shooting a dog is honestly kind of insane. I can't lie. It's like very insane.
Are there that many dogs being shot by the police?
There must be for them to be marching for the dogs. Like, I mean, they're marching for the dogs. I assume that there must be. But anyways, I feel like that's kind of how some Nigerians see climate change, where it's like, we are over here battling for our lives. The fact that your cloud is looking brown today, like, free us. So I think I kind of get that a little bit.
Yeah, but he was actually like, Joshua was talking about how it's a huge issue, especially in regards to sustainable development goals. So it's very complicated on that note. He said also on the Dangote refinery, before I forget, it will work because it is privately owned and because of Dangote's record as a businessman. First off, who no like money? He has to make it work because it's his business and it has other direct effects, such as removing various costs of producing fuel since it's domestic. And secondly, other indirect effects will be competition in prices and employment, which will be good in the long run. We'll see. Because I saw a video this week where the workers at Dangote Refinery were saying the thing is not complete and they are lying to you. Social media is fake. Like, I don't know. Hadiza, did you...
Oh, was my gosh, watching it with really?
You showed me the video.
Yeah, I showed you the video.
Oh my gosh.
Your workers be your downfall.
Like, what kind of workers are those, though?
So I don't know. I don't know. There's no NDA now. Is it Nigerian? Like someone at the, working at a factory that is going to keep like an NDA or something. So
I mean, is it not the place that you're working at? Surely, don't you want the thing to work?
I'm pretty sure they don't care.
I guess.
I don't know. And then he said on the girl that is developing muscles because her boyfriend told her to go and ungen. Imama, your people. Simple solution. Simple solution, like you guys said, is to just talk to him and express her feelings. If he doesn't agree, then you make a choice on what you cherish about the relationship, and whatever her priorities are, she goes from there. Her priorities.
But this was the Gen Weave girl.
Yeah, her priorities definitely the bone straight. So he was like, "Sha, the boy has issues. Typical Nigerian guy, but it is what it is."
I'm sorry, I can't lie, but that exchange rate low-key bangs. Like, if you tell me to on gen for bone, that exchange rate bangs, I will on the gen. Like, what?
I feel like the gen has issues. She said that she was trying to on it for 20 minutes.
She should collect extra money from him and then use that money to now service the gen. She will now on it easily. Like, if people are not getting this exchange rate, do you know how much bone straight is?
I think the problem is that the guy needs to find the kind of girl that is happy. Like, Imama,
can we relax? Like, it's really not. That's not what I'm looking for in life, I beg. Like, I was just saying.
Any mama that actually likes pulling gen.
Okay, like I said, can we relax? I don't like pulling gen. I just can't do it. Before you spoil my markets, next thing, somebody will pull up to be asking me if I'm ready to pull his gen, I beg.
Oh yeah, but yeah, thanks so much for sending a message. Okay, so moving on to lighter topics. I think the rest of the topics today are lighter topics, but Guinness World Record has suffered in Nigeria.
I'm actually screaming.
Because what is going on?
Oh my gosh, did you guys see the tweet that they put out? The very like subtle shade tweets that they put
Guinness
out?
Guinness actually put out a tweet?
Yeah, but obviously, yes, but they didn't tag Nigerians, but it was basically them tagging Nigerians. The tweet was basically like, just so you Nigerians know. So they literally said, I'm trying to find the thing verbatim, but okay, what they essentially said was, just so you know, like, before you take on any new Guinness World Record, make sure that you verify it with our team first. that was basically what they said, which was essentially a, just so you Nigerians are aware. I found it. It says, polite reminder that you should probably have your world record title confirmed by our team before attempting it. Here's how our process works. They now put their link there. They now said, or even more info. They now put another link there.
My own is, do they think Nigerians are reading that?
That was funny.
But the thing is that Nigerians are reading it because, like, I'm looking at their page and that's like one of their most interacted whatever tweet or whatever, like literally Nigerians are commenting and are reading it. They're Hilda like Bassi, this message is for Nigerians.
A terrible thing in Nigeria since she did this cookathon literally every day. Today I saw one that made me laugh for minutes. Apparently there's a girl or two girls. I saw two people in the video, but I wasn't really sure. So it was some girl from Ibadan. It said they're doing a braid-a-thon.
Oh, I saw that.
Poster behind them. They said,
I saw that.
Fastest hairstylist that finished 50 Ghana weavings and braids in 72.
I saw that. I feel like Nigerians are honestly the most like, I've actually never seen a kind of people like this in my life. I literally just saw one right now. They said 72 hours kissing marathon, 3-day kissing marathon. But wait, that's at the end. At the end. So it's someone from Ekiti. But apparently the Ekiti government has decided to ban. The Ekiti government decided to ban the planned 72-hour kissing marathon. And the Ekiti government released a letter banning the 3-day kissing marathon. There's an official prohibition. I mean, I can't speak English.
No.
Anyways, they have just released a notice prohibiting
72 hours kissing marathon. So that is very interesting. Kissathon. That's, you know what, it's actually funny because that's literally what it's called. It's called a kissathon.
Everything, you know, Hilda's one was a cookathon. Yeah. So this was
a cookathon. This was a kissathon. So the hair one was hairathon. Oh, brainathon.
Did you guys see the massageathon?
You know what, this is actually sad, but she actually fainted. And I was like, honestly, this is hilarious, but also very sad because I actually do hope that she's all right. I don't get, do you think that you just wake up one day and start massaging bodies for how, like, do you know how much work even a 1 hour massage takes?
Bro. And then anyways. Chef Dami from Ekiti that completed, what did she say? She
said somebody said Ekiti is basically the Florida. That's what I was about to say.
Are they all from Ekiti? Like, no. For whatever reason, it's majority Yoruba states. It's like Ibadan, like Ekiti.
If I'm not busy.
But I saw one in Akwa Ibom. I saw Akwa Ibom. I've not seen
what was one in Akwa Ibom? You know, I was about to be very tribalist, but
we need representation in the north because it's getting ridiculous. My people are actually embarrassing me.
Wait, what was what in Akwa Ibom?
It was also a cookathon. It was just some guy that was he Akwa Ibom? Yeah, I think it was Akwa Ibom. The guy was like, it was immediately after Hilda did her own, and he said he's going to beat her own that she did this hours. He's going to do a couple more or something like that. So,
People should free her. Free this thing. Free Guinness.
Can we actually free Guinness? Because it's getting ridiculous.
I know, like, Guinness is exhausted.
It's getting ridiculous. But yeah, that made my day because they made a whole banner. Then I saw the cameraman and I'm just like, are people even serious? What do you mean, Brinathon?
Anyway, shout out to people that are going to be getting free hair. Because at the end of the day, it's people that are going to get free hair now. The same way people got free food.
Chef Dami was charging for her own.
Are you serious?
They said at first it was free. And then I saw on TikTok, one woman on Okada, she said, please go and meet your Chef Dami. She has started charging this money.
I'm actually screaming. That is too funny. Naughty guys cannot keep up with my prices. God, I beg.
But moving on from that, honestly, did you guys also see the Ojude Oba thing?
Oh, yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah, I saw a clip.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. But at some point, I was like, everybody's retweeting the same video. I want to see, like, more from
angles,
it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I watched this video now. Did you go to the
I went to YouTube. I now eventually went to YouTube and I was preying what exactly was about. It's so funny. I had never heard of it before. Had you guys?
Same. Nope.
Nope.
And I actually started hearing of, like, other type of festivals like that do happen in, like, you know, different states. And I thought it was, like, really cool. I think Nigeria honestly has a lot to offer. We just need to, like,
do better with, like, publicizing it and stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's been happening. Like, I called my dad literally today to ask, because we're Ijebu.
Aren't you Ijebu?
Yeah, I'm Ijebu. And he was saying that he has been there, like, he has been for, like, twice or so. I guess for non-Nigerian listeners, like, in fact, for me, Seth, I didn't know this before I actually searched, but Ojude Oba means the King's Court, and it's like an Ijebu Ode festival where different age groups, like, take turns to, like, pay homage to the Oba, and he's had a very long rule, I guess. He's been on the throne for, like, 63 years or something, and it happens every year, 2 days after the Muslim Ileya festival. So he was pretty much just saying, like, even after they do that parade thing, the different sectors go to their places and, like, they continue having, like, parties and stuff like that. And I was like, that's so Yoruba. Yoruba people love to party. They said Nigeria is stressing Yoruba people. All they wanted to do was party.
Just party.
But it was really nice. And, like, when I went to the YouTube videos, I was seeing people just talk. Like, they were giving interviews to different people and they were just talking about how the culture and, like, speaking Yoruba, like, how they're trying to, like, preserve it and stuff like that. It was pretty cool. Like, I want to join. I didn't see a lot of young people though.
So yeah, I actually also saw that too. Like somebody also mentioned that there weren't a lot of young people, and I think also the fact that your dad has gone for it, but you didn't even know about it. Like those kind of things are interesting to me because it's like I feel like there's a lot of things that our parents and their generation and generations before like did or do that are like, you know, very cultural or traditional, and it's like we literally have no idea about it.
Yeah.
Like my dad goes for, I mean, this one I know about it, but I guess I'm not in Lagos, so I don't know. But like my dad, when I was younger, I used to go for like all these village meetings in Lagos.
Okay.
And it was so interesting because like sometimes he would take like me and my sister, or like, you know, just like he would take like the kids sometimes. But it was so interesting because the thing where it's like he never once, like now that like, you know, my brother is in the North and my brother is in Lagos. Exactly. It's like we're not really that involved in it. It's like he will go, they will break their kola nuts, do all these things, have all these discussions, we'll ask questions, he will tell us, but we're never actively involved. And even watching that Ojude Oba thing, same thing where it's like I'm sure these people, their kids probably know, my parents are going for one party in the Jebo Day or something like that, but they don't really know what is going on. And I'm like, I feel like that's part of the culture that I feel like we're losing. And it's kind of sad at the idea that we are possibly losing this. And also with the Japa culture now, it's like there's going to be more and more losses. That it's like, this is sad.
They should hire the people that put on the carnivals and the festivals and stuff. They should hire Minister of Youth, the youth, and then actually like get people involved. Because I do really believe
that's
that.
That's what Elliot was both asking.
Bye. But I actually do think that like it would be nice. I think it's something that people would want to do. It's just I feel like this was the first year that proper made the rounds on social media, even though it hadn't, like, it just happened to have made the rounds because this is not a new thing. So they need someone that is social media savvy that can push the agenda.
Yeah.
I was like, this is kind of like plain mass, right? Like, because they buy the Ashoebi and everything, right? And like, even if you're not from Ijebu Ode, you can have a friend that's in there and like buy the material and like join them, is what my dad was saying.
You can?
Like that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was like literally for the people.
It is for the people of Ijebu, but it's mostly an Ijebu Ode thing. So I'm not from Ijebu Ode. I'm from Imobi, which is Ijebu East. I'm still Ijebu, and the festival is for Ijebu people, but it's mostly Ijebu Ode people. So like, it's not my people's thing like that. Like it's really weird. I don't really understand.
But it's like a Yoruba thing where it's like, if you're not Yoruba, you can't. Because it's like, okay, maybe, yeah, Ijebu people can go as per the Ode, the Imobis, all of that. But it's like, can, let's say, non-Ijebu or even like non-Yoruba people go? Or is it just a thing mainly for the Yorubas?
I feel like if you were non-Ijebu and you were Yoruba, I think you can still make it, or you spoke Yoruba, because when I was listening to the interviews, even they were in Yoruba, that kind of thing. I don't know. Like, I feel like most of the stuff happening is in Yoruba because it's celebrating like Yoruba heritage. So if you were not like, not Yoruba, specifically Ijebu heritage. So if you were not a part, like if you didn't understand what they were saying, I don't see how you would be able to really partake in it. But I think if you were, like my dad was saying, like if somebody like invited you to kind of like join and you understood what was going on, they'd probably make fun of you and stuff. Like if you said like you're not Ijebu, or my dad was even saying they would probably say, they would say I'm from, I'm Ijebu. What did he say? I tried to write it down. Ijebu, Bush Ijebusha. Because Ijebu Ode is like, Ijebu Ode is like the town. It's like a major town and stuff. I'm from a village, like, do you get? So, so he was like, they will probably even make fun of you, like, in a way, like, not in a bad way or something, but they'll just be like, oh, you're not Ijebu Ode kind of thing. So, but it's still like to celebrate Ijebu heritage. And it made me even go deeper into like what the Ijebu kingdom was like and stuff like that. So I was, even before this episode, I was kind of like reading on it and stuff. Cause that's why I called my dad. Cause I was like, I'm reading Wikipedia pages and stuff, but I don't really understand. So then he now went deeper into like an explanation.
Why do your parents have all this knowledge and you don't now have it?
Why?
Like, it's like the fact that
you ask them, they'll say, that our kids don't care to learn. That's what
they're
saying.
That's the thing.
But have they even tried to teach us?
No. That's the thing.
Like, it's actually so bad. Bro, it's like, the fact that your dad even probably knows more than the Wikipedia page, or is able to even like break down the Wikipedia page a little bit for you, it's just so
wild.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and he was not sending me links. I was like, you just have links, but you never said, oh, okay. I think they just think, first of all, I don't know that they initially made the conscious effort. So we just didn't know. So you don't know what to ask. And then there's exactly. just all this random information that they have that they just haven't passed on. Maybe we need to also make the conscious effort to actually ask them too. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, because look, Isha, imagine if your father just
sits down and sit down. By the way,
I would say about Ojude Ojioba.
Exactly. You know how a lot of kids,
like, sir, what's going
when
on?
Their parents are talking and they're like, oh, in my day, you're like, ah, they've started, that kind of thing. So they must think you would think like that. So maybe that's why they don't bring it up.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, but I thought it was pretty cool. And I liked the fact that everyone was sharing it because, like, it just, I think it made people think. And I like when fun things make people think.
Mm. Well, shout out to the person that, like, did the original video. I think it was me or something. I don't even know who the guy is, but I saw the Instagram stuff. So shout out to him because it was actually still pretty cool.
Yeah, the edit was really nice.
Yeah.
The final thing I wanted to talk about was Davido and Dibia's in training sister.
No, but you know what? This one is actually, I think, like, at first, obviously, I saw it, been laughing at the joke.
No, I want you to actually go into it if you could. I didn't really follow it like that, Imama. And I feel like it's something that you definitely followed.
Excuse you. What does that mean?
Did you follow it?
What does that mean?
Did you follow it?
I didn't even follow it like that. I just know.
Bam.
I just know a little bit of what happened.
Okay, tell us a little bit.
Okay, so based off of the little that I know about it, really, here is what happened. So we all know Davido and Chioma. I guess they've been together for, I don't know how long, whatever. I don't really know timelines like that, but I know Davido and Chioma have been together for a while, but it looks like while he was with Chioma, he was talking to other babes. Like, when I say talking, I mean more than talking. Like, he was actively engaging in sexual intercourse amongst other things.
How do you go from with other babes to sexual intercourse?
I mean, you know what I mean. It just felt weird to just say that outright.
But you didn't say sex. You said sexual intercourse.
It was that. No, it actually was that. So this babe, Anita, I guess. Okay. Like, her name's Anita. I guess she was also one of the girls that he was, you know, doing, like,
talking
he
to.
Was talking. He was talking to.
She was engaged with. He was engaged.
He was engaged with. Thank you, Hadiza. That's the better term. Okay. But the interesting thing about this Anita babe is that she keeps saying that she didn't know that he had a wife. But in the same breath, she was now saying how, oh, that even with his wife, he was still doing all this rubbish. And that, like, you know, it was even after their kid, which is so sad. He was like, oh, it's even after their kid died and that he came to have the second, like, the day after. So it's like, she did know that he was actively engaged with somebody.
What she might be saying is that she knew they were together and had a kid, but not necessarily that he was married. I'm not defending her, but I'm just saying the logic checks.
Because, like, legit, because, I mean, her and Davido were not having something serious, right? So she could have assumed, oh, he's also not having anything serious with any, like, the other person he's currently with. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't think she was anticipating he was loyal to anybody, and I don't think she cared.
I do think she's lying, Sha.
I feel like she's lying. I feel like she knew that he had, like, at least, like, a fiance or something. Because, like, she was literally saying, okay, let me rewind and read this story properly, because I feel like we're saying patchwork here. So Davido and Chioma are together. They've been together for a while. He's also doing stuff with this other babe.
No,
and
not then just
this
woman, together. They're married.
They are now married, but they got married after his child unfortunately died. Yeah. Passed. But they were, like, engaged for a long time. They didn't get married yet. They broke up, but then they got back together. And then, you know, they had a son. And then, like, unfortunately, I think it was actually last year, the son died. And was it last year?
Yeah, it seems. Yeah.
I think so. I think it was last year. Yeah, so the son died. And then they got married. I heard that they got married because they had to get married to bury the son as their child.
Really?
I'm not sure. But that's what I heard. But I don't know how true it is. I heard that for them to recognize that Chioma was also, like, you know, the mom as much as Davido was dad. Huh? Like, as for, like, bury the child as them being the parents, they had to get married. I don't know how true that is, but that's not even part of the story. Okay.
But that anyways, actually, like, kind of adds to the story, though, because if he didn't marry her because he wanted to marry her, he married her because of circumstances, it does kind of add to the story.
Maybe. I guess it a little, add to the story.
But yeah.
But I mean, I don't even know how true that is. I just heard that was a thing. But anyway, so this Anita babe now comes out, like, when was it? Let's say a week ago at this point. She comes out a week ago, and then she now starts saying, oh, first of all, she's doing a live. No, Instagram stories. It wasn't quite a live then. Did an Instagram story talking about how, oh, Davido. No, she said that she was pregnant. No, she was doing a pregnancy test.
Okay.
No, sorry, because she didn't quite say she was pregnant yet. She was doing a pregnancy test on her Instagram stories. And first of all, that is so insane.
In response to the back and forth social media thing. She's like, oh, I'll show you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Then she started doing like an Instagram, like posting on her Instagram story showing that she was doing like a pregnancy test. Like, and it was, the whole thing was just disgusting because I'm like, her bathroom was not clean.
She was doing pregnancy tests in the
bathroom. Exactly. She now showed us the toilet. There was pee inside. And it was just like, babe, what are you doing? No. So she had the pregnancy test. So she said she was pregnant for Davido, that Davido was the father. She now started showing us her text with Davido. There's one text where she asked him for money. She asked him for money one time. Did you guys see that text where she asked him for money?
No.
And he was like, oh, that he will send it to her next week Monday. And the people were like, oh, that it's not only them that they're pretty jabs when they ask them for money. They also Davido says no right away. And I thought that was so funny. But anyway, she shared her text with Davido. And then she now went on this whole like rampage on Twitter where she's now talking about like what Davido was saying and doing. An interesting thing was in the live video when she was like talking about how she was pregnant for Davido and people were coming for her, she was saying, oh, that she didn't even know that he had a wife, that she has money, that she doesn't care about, you know, men with money, that she can take care of herself, even though she asked him for money. But whatever. She said, oh, that she can take care of herself, that she doesn't care about his money, that she didn't even know that he had a wife. And she just said all these things that it was just clear that she was lying.
What was she was lying about the things, or do you think she was lying about the pregnancy?
No, about the thing. Okay. I think she's actually pregnant for Davido. I don't think she's lying about the pregnancy. I think because she also released a text where Davido was essentially like, guy, I bought the stuff.
No, but how do we know it was actually Davido though?
I guess. You know, I actually didn't even think about that.
I know
enough.
It's in line with his character. Let's be very honest. But I don't know. Because like, I don't know how anyone...
he just got somebody else pregnant. Like, it's like, he literally just like... No, I swear he did. I can't remember who it was, but he was having an interview where he literally just said that he has... Either he has another son on the way, or he just had another son.
Oh, man.
Something like that. So I was just like, he literally just got somebody else pregnant.
I saw... So like, you know, on all these like comedy Nigerian pages, they had posted a quote, and they said the quote was by Davido's two incoming baby mamas.
Not incoming baby mamas. Like, what? That is so insane.
And these people are rude.
Nah, but honestly, this whole thing is just so crazy to me. And I feel like especially bad for Chioma because, yes, okay, the whole, like, I think the jokes about her and the Idibia are funny, but I think I'm sadder for Chioma because...
I remember this meme where they were showing the time when Chioma meets Annie and then they're both, like, kneeling down.
I saw that. You know, and that's the thing. It's like, the jokes are funny, but I feel especially bad for Chioma because she literally just lost her son.
But someone said, like, they feel like, based off of these tweets that Anita is posting, that it feels like Chioma was aware. All this is really just people inferring, so we don't know. But they feel like it's a situation where Chioma knows these things and just accepts.
I won't be surprised if Chioma does know because they're a lot.
They're a lot. Like, it's not a lot.
Yeah. So I won't be surprised if Chioma knows, but I'm sad for her about this specific situation, not even about...
Oh yeah, because the woman was like insulting, like she was...
Exactly. Yeah. Like literally, she was like, her baby, like Chioma's baby died months ago and you call her manic to the girl you're sleeping with and I'm supposed to feel sympathy. And she's talking about how, oh, it was never my wife would feel this way. I can't do this. I need to be supportive husband. It was always my baby just died. Got to let it down. Manipulator. And I'm just like, and she was like talking like bad about Chioma and the baby. Mm-hmm. And for me, like, that was the part where I'm like, okay, like,
This is a stretch.
Like, this is quite literally evil. Mm-hmm. Like, this is unnecessary. Call out Davido and whatever he has done to
leave
Davido
the woman out of
child.
It. Like,
exactly. Like, leave Chioma and the baby out of this. Like, this is not. Like, I'm like, her son literally just died months ago. Mm-hmm. Probably still like
grieving
through that. Like, Mother's Day literally just passed. Oh, like,
I heard Chioma is pregnant again, though.
Oh, really?
I think it was part of her tweets. She was saying something about like copying back.
Why
into...
Davido said that.
Yeah, I think that's what.
He has a baby on the way.
Yeah. Okay. Why would he just, like, I was surprised. I was like, why would he just brazenly say a married man?
I don't know.
Has
a baby on the way. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. He moves interestingly.
She was, I saw one of Anita's tweets and saying something about, like, did you guys just hop back into bed to get pregnant, to like get over the child, like, and stuff like that? Or did you actually want to be with her? Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, it was one where she said, did y'all really mourn y'all baby?
Y'all. Americana.
You shall have me. Let's finish this. Okay.
Yeah, you were saying, oh yeah, really?
Yeah, so she said, the tweet has many y'all inside. So excuse me. She said, did y'all really mourn y'all baby or y'all? I was just saying, though. She said, did y'all really mourn y'all baby or y'all just got back?
Why can't she just read it normally?
I'm reading verbatim. Or y'all just hop back in bed to have another one to get over the fall shit y'all let happen.
Oh, why is she? Pardon me.
He said that, pardon me.
No.
If I were Chama, I would be like, Davido, like, because it sounds like they have an agreement, probably. I'd be like, you need to check your side chick.
Your side.
Like, seriously, this is disrespectful and embarrassing.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I feel like at least Two Faces baby mamas don't come out and say too much stuff, or do they?
And he does it for all of them. It's funny because Davido has not reacted. I don't think Chioma has either.
Chioma is not going to. That's just the fact.
Oh, Davido is never going to react. Don't you guys know Davido? He's literally not going to react. If anything, he will sub her in one or two interviews and that will be the end. Like, it's like he will not say anything to her directly. I do not think so at all.
So in his mind, he's being like a bigger person or something.
Yeah, so
you can't be the bigger person after causing this mess, though. Just can't.
I mean, did you see? He was saying he didn't cause it. Chioma, and where did they even go recently? They went somewhere for something, and Chioma literally was there with him.
Oh, he did. He performed at Afro Nation Portugal.
Yeah, exactly. And Chioma was there. So
mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, good luck to them. It's just it sucks. Like it sucks for her, I think. This whole thing.
No, it sucks. Like, I feel bad for Chioma. I'm just like, she's too young to be dealing with all this. I'm so sorry. Like, she's too young and she's too much of a babe to be dealing with this madness.
I just remembered another joke I saw. They said that we Nigerian women need to declare some days of prayer for Chioma that she should leave.
I don't think Chioma is going anywhere.
I don't think so either.
I think that time that she tried to leave was it. And it, like, the fact that she came back, she's not a girl.
Yeah, that's why I feel like she's in on it. She probably just knows the kind of person she's with. Yeah, and she chooses it. It's just...
What's that thing? It said, would you rather cry in a... What's that thing? In a Benz?
We've established I don't have the same. What's that?
Oh, I'm skinny. You used to walk on your same knowledge.
You too, that you are saying.
I'm not crying in a Benz. Because essentially, you're still going to cry either way, so...
Exactly. So, like, that's the saying. It's like, would you rather cry in, like, a Toyota or cry in a Porsche? Something like that, Sha. Like, comparing to cars, where it's like, last time, at the end of the day, should
but
be
I
crying.
I don't want to cry at all.
I don't know. I guess some people might have just decided that crying is part of their destiny. So if you decided that it's part of your destiny, you are not choosing.
You strategically place yourself here. Yeah.
You cry on a king bed instead of crying on your single.
Fez. I will fall. She's, even though it's a wealthy man, so love it for her. I don't know.
Do we love
it
for her?
I don't, but if that's what she chooses, then, like, you know. But it's just too funny that people have been saying she's an Indibia in training. Like,
that's sad, rude. Still.
But it's funny because also that our last Amiibo interlude, we were literally talking about an Indibia. And then here we are again. The music men are not resting. Anyway, Sha, before we leave, we always do our dilemma of the week.
Dilemma!
And this one is a very short one. But I think we can discuss this extensively. So the title is, should I allow my ex-boyfriend to be friends with my siblings? Okay. Mm-mm. So she's like, I'm struggling to move on from a broken relationship. I loved and still am in love with my ex. But since he made it pretty... Hey, why can't I speak? I said pretty.
They're pretty. Pretty.
But since he made it pretty clear that he is marrying someone else, I had to move on. Sorry. What?
Her boyfriend?
I don't understand. Your ex-boyfriend? Is marrying someone else?
Her current boyfriend? Or I don't know.
I loved and still I'm in love with my ex, but since he made it pretty clear that he's marrying someone else, I had to.
So I assume this was after the breakup.
I'm still like
not sure if that's the assumption.
We just have to go with that because that's the only thing that makes
sense. Maybe she still likes him, but like he's like, girl, just forget about it.
He has moved on.
Okay, that's our assumption. Okay. I cut all contact with him, though I still miss him a lot. One funny thing is he likes my younger ones. One funny thing is he loves my younger ones and they love him too. In fact, they call him all the time and all of that. I'm trying so hard to be cool about it. Should I let them be friends or banish him from their lives? Banish was a strong word to use there. But how can I be cool about this without meddling? Please help me out.
No, they need to stop being friends with him. Sorry.
I'm actually screaming. That was so definite. Like, I don't care. You're banished. You are banished.
Why, Khadija?
Why?
What's why he's a good role model in their life?
Well, he wasn't a good role model to me, so.
But it's not about you.
Me.
Well, I guess it is about you,
me. Please, like, do you guys not care about me? Maybe you don't. Maybe I need to restructure who my family members are.
Actually, I don't know if that's possible, but good luck. I'm actually trying to think about it, you know, because I like how Hadiza was so direct, because I don't even think I can, like, I don't think. Yeah, I don't know.
Why are you guys talking to him?
Yeah, that was actually my question. They might be, she called them younger ones, so it makes it seem like they're like much, much younger. So they might not know dating etiquette. I'm assuming that is what it is.
She should take it as a teaching opportunity.
I had to say that you people will learn today.
You will learn today. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's what I assume, that they just don't know. But I actually think it's awkward.
To tell them not to talk to him again?
No, I think it's awkward that they're still talking to him.
Okay, hey, yeah.
In my opinion, sure.
Yeah, no, I agree with Matilda, 100%.
So, you know what? It's funny because I actually think it's awkward that they're still talking to him. But at the same time, it's like, what if like they also just developed a friendship with this person like outside of your relationship?
Okay, so then he'll not invite them to his wedding. They will go to. Uh-huh.
Because they've developed friendship.
Because they've developed
it. It's possible. Like, what if they actually developed a friendship with him outside of relationship?
I feel like it's a little different because she said she's not over him. Like, if it was a situation of, they broke up amicably, he has found his way, she has found her way, and it's like, okay. But it's like a one-sided thing. He decided that...
So, I don't know. So the reason why, I don't know. I don't think I can give an answer, to be very honest. I think if it was me and I was the younger siblings, I'll stop talking to the person. I also like...
Obviously, they didn't get the memo, so...
Yeah, but it's like, because I'm thinking of it this way, it's kind of like let's say you're friends now, Shay. Okay. And because I guess with siblings, it's kind of interesting, but I'm just interested in this, like,
but
you know, your
friends are a bit different.
How?
I wouldn't care if my friends were friends with my ex.
If your close friends were friends with your ex?
Yeah, I don't think I would.
It's not a thing where it's like they had a friendship with him outside of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but like they developed a very them. Close friendship after I introduced them.
So then if you wouldn't care if your close friends are friends with your ex,
I don't know, it's like my family. I feel like when they were getting close, it was like, you're probably like, oh, this is so nice. Like, you know, they're going to be family. But then you now want to
hijack them all together.
I don't know about that. They'll not be talking about you sometimes. And you're like, you're meant to be.
But your close
my
friends
would
do the same thing.
No, I think my close friends would have more decorum to not bring it up to me. I actually think my siblings would be more inclined to just blurt it out because it's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what the answer is. Me, I'm just asking questions here.
So how would you feel? Personalize it. You wouldn't care?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, I feel like I would care. But the thing is that, if I'm being honest, I would also care if my close friends were still friends with my ex. That's the thing. It's like, I wouldn't, like, if you guys were not friends. No, so that's the thing. I won't banish anybody, to be honest. Like, it's like, I wouldn't be like, oh, stop being his friend.
I would care.
I don't think I'll bring it up. I feel like that's what it is. It's like, if my friends were still, if let's say, yeah, if I dated him and you guys became friends because of me, mm-hmm. and you guys now choose to still be friends after, if I'm being honest, it would hurt me a little bit. Not even hurt me. It wouldn't hurt me. I'll feel awkward about it, but I wouldn't banish it because it's like, genuinely, what if you guys have a good friendship? Like, so what did you say, Hadiza?
I said not the word banish being used casually, but She said banish.
No, but it's like, I feel like, because if you guys choose to be friends, then maybe you guys actually impact each other in a way that's helpful for you guys. So I feel like for me, I wouldn't want to banish the friendship, but it would definitely make me feel a type of way. I know it's that word banish really, but I wouldn't want to like, put an end to the friendship, but it'll make me feel a type of way. I cannot lie. But I won't be like, oh, stop being friends, because it's like maybe there's like some value that you guys are actually getting out of the friendship.
So Imama, if I decide to develop a close friendship with
my ex,
yeah, so that means I can start saying that.
No, but you see, that's different now. I'll be like, I so much love your person
and you impact me so much, then I'll now come and tell you. He gave me some nuggets actually of motivation. You know what,
it's funny, I don't even think it's actually funny. I think I'm a type of way, but I really don't think I would mind that much, to be very honest. Like, I'm thinking about it and I'm like, if people obviously start to become best friends, it's like, okay, what are we all doing here? Like, where's the best friendship coming from? She's banishing it from the beginning.
I can't compute what you're saying.
Well, definitely you hate me.
No, but you know what? I also think, it depends on the kind of hurt. I feel like that's also another thing. So it depends on what that person did to me.
Like, why you broke up.
Because if what that person did to me was just very, very wicked, then I'm so sorry. I agree with her. That means you genuinely hate me. Because why would you decide to be friends with somebody who has literally decided that they want to kill me? Yeah. That means you hate me. Fuck. But if what they did to me was just, if it was kind of like a mutual, but some weird things, but mutual-ish breakup, or maybe there's some interesting things that happened, then it's like, okay, if you know what,
I don't think it was a mutual breakup, to be very honest. I think we decided to interpret it as
no, but like, she still liked him after that, means it must be mutual.
No, but she said, but
well,
for no, because to still he, like somebody after the breakup,
since he made it pretty
clear, why did you stop me? What did you say? She's I'm actually so happy about it because you always make fun of me whenever I stop. My God is on the throne.
I was trying to get to the exact place where but she said since he made it pretty clear that he's marrying someone else.
No, but I think this happened after the breakup.
I don't think there's no way.
No, Matilda, see if you read that thing well. She said that they broke up, and then she said that she still liked him after the breakup.
I'm struggling to move on from a broken relationship. I loved and I still love my ex, but since he made it clear, she's struggling to move on.
So it's because she's struggling to move on, and the issue is that as she's trying to move on, he has made it clear that he's marrying somebody. So then she has to move on, but she's struggling to move on from that. I think that this made it clear was after the breakup.
Okay.
How can your ex? No, it's not possible.
Isn't it not Nigeria? So
I mean, that's true. But
I don't know.
Yeah, no. I feel like it depends on the reason why we broke up. If we broke up because the man was trying to kill me, then you hate me for being his friend. But if we broke up in like a mutual-ish way, then honestly, like being best friends would be very, very wild. But I think if you guys, I mean, I don't care if you're impacting him, because generally I wouldn't care about him after. So whatever you're doing to him is his business. But if he actually is adding value to your life,
and he's helpful. Like, he's helping you get a job. He's helping you, you know, stuff like that that somebody else cannot help you with.
Somebody else cannot help you find a job.
Maybe now. No, like, maybe it's like a specific industry now she gets.
Oh, he's the only one.
No, it's funny. No, the reason why I'm actually saying this is because I actually have a friend. Mm-hmm. I want to actually listen to this episode. I don't know if she listens to this episode. It doesn't matter. I mean, I listen to her. But I have a friend whose ex was in a specific industry that somebody I knew was in.
Okay.
And they literally were the only one that could help this other person that I knew potentially get a job in that industry.
So the fact that they reached out for a job, does that mean they are best friends, that they call each other all the time?
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like becoming best friends is weird. But if people are like friends, like acquaintances, friends.
No, they're not acquaintances. They said they call each other so often. They call him and all of that.
Okay.
They're close. Like, it's not a thing of...
Okay, yeah, I do. Okay, I think a close friendship might be banishable.
They're close. I think your siblings are lacking decorum in this situation.
Yeah.
And I think you need to pull them up on it. I don't know about banish.
Pull them up for a chat.
When you're not sending them to the evil forest. I don't know.
I'm screaming.
I know what banish is there, but I agree. Like, I think you should just pull them up and tell them how awkward it feels. Right?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Okay.
But guys, it's hurting my feelings.
Hey. To be honest,
what you guys are doing is wrong.
It's not hurting my feelings. It's just objectively wrong, bro. Objectively.
I didn't say objectively. Objectively wrong.
Stop it now. Crazy. But yeah, let us know what you think, guys. We'd love to hear from you guys. So let us know what you think she should do. I'm looking to see if there's anyone that actually truly doesn't mind, because I think all three of us eventually came around to not agreeing. But yeah, let us also know about anything you think about any of the topics that we addressed. You can find us at AfricaLipsoPod on Twitter, Instagram, and then you can also go to AfricaLipsoPodcast.com and send us a message. So yeah, that is it for today, and we will catch you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.